Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
My text is taken today from 1 Corinthians 4 and 15, which says, even though you may have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you have not many fathers. And the title for my message today is, We Have Not Many Fathers. There are natural and spiritual fathers, and both are at an all-time low in our society. In 2010, a report states that there was about 75 million children ages from birth to 17 years old in the United States, and 23% lived with only their mothers. 3% lived with only their fathers. But the 23% represents a large number that we need to look at. Folks, that's approximately 17,250,000 children where a father is not present in the home. Statistics reveal that at least one in four children in the United States are fatherless. This will result with social consequences for decades to come. It's already begun. God created fathers as his personal representatives to families. Gentlemen, your commitment to fatherhood is more important now than any other time in recent history. It's been said that fathers provide the first image of God that a child begins to relate to. But I already stated I'm not limiting my message today to biological fathers, because we're all responsible to encourage children and young people around us in the things of God. It's so important that we model a lifestyle of holiness and discipline before our children as well. The two relationships in life that significantly influence our destiny are our Heavenly Father and our earthly fathers. Fatherhood is a great responsibility given by God to men. And God has given you the responsibility of representing his presence in your home. And he wants me to give you this message. You see, he wants every father to mirror his love and his character to the family. Now, it's important, folks, for us to get on God's page. We can think how we should behave in a family. You've heard people say, well, from a man's standpoint, my house is my castle. But Jesus spoke of servanthood leadership, where he said the person who was the chief person, the leader, should be the one who was willing to wash the feet and be a servant to everyone else. To everyone else in the family. The Bible says that he that is the greatest should behave like the least. God is our example, not macho men, not even the way we'd like to be treated or behave as men. Our Heavenly Father is our example of how to treat our families. And God's love is unconditional and never-ending. We cannot earn it, we cannot escape it, and we cannot erase it. Listen to what the Bible says about the love of God. In Romans 8 and 38, it says, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. And fathers, that is how God expects us to love our families. Unconditionally, sacrificially, In Romans 5 and 8, it says, God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, God showed his love for us sacrificially. Therefore, dads, we are to show our love to our family in sacrificial ways. And that means putting them first. Make time to play with your children. Make time to hug them and tell them that they're special. Make time to spend even with your young people and your adult children, because they still need you. You will never stop being a father. That is a lifetime occupation. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 and 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. Your relationship with your family will cost you sacrifice. Get ready for it. You are not to tune your family out, but you are to include them in every area of your life. Now, what's interesting about God's love and the way sometimes men love is God is very expressive about his love. In Jeremiah 31 and 3, it says, the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with my loving kindness. See, God is telling fathers that we have to also express love to our families, to our children, to our young adults. Children and young people are starving for affection and a father's approval. Father, by saying that you love your children, it heals the insecurities of life. It affirms the importance of our families. We are living in a very, very difficult time when it comes to families. At least 50% of all marriages end in divorce. And this is damaging the lives of our children and our young people. You know, I've heard parents say, you know, well, divorce is much better than them living in disunity. But I want to let you know that every report says just the opposite. It's better for parents to be both involved in the lives of their children because they need it so desperately. The impact upon a child's self-confidence and self-esteem and their self-image is connected to the father. A woman once wrote a pastor a letter, and this is what it said. I was a disappointment to my father. He wanted a son. He never hugged me, never praised me, or told me that he loved me. I have forgiven him, but my self-esteem is very low. I am often depressed. I am guilt-ridden. I am 85 years old. You see, folks, a father's words and actions toward their children are difficult to erase. Sometimes it never happens even for a lifetime. Now, I want to say this to everyone here. If you did not receive the love and the approval from your earthly father, there's a heavenly father who loves you. And he loved you before you were born. And he freely gives you his presence and his acceptance. And he wants to fill you with his joy. Psalm 68 and 5 says, God is the father of the fatherless. Men, I'm talking to you primarily today because you must learn how to be a father from your heavenly father's example. Because I'm going to say it again, we really were created to be God's representative to the family. Now, some of you are saying, well, I don't know how. I never saw that. That was never exhibited in my family. But I want to let you know that you have incredible gifts and abilities that were given by God. The Bible tells us in Genesis 1 and 26, it says that God created man in his image and in his likeness. In other words, God placed within men his own characteristics relating to fatherhood. He endowed you with the ability to assist in creating, guiding, providing, protecting, and shaping the lives of your entire family. And to be the father that God intended for you to be, you have to have his help. You can't do it by yourself. So let me mention this to you. It begins by acknowledging Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because the only way that you can possess God's characteristics and his attributes is by receiving Christ as Savior. You know, the Bible tells us that we were born in sin and we all possess a carnal nature. That carnal nature influences us to be self-centered, disobedient to God, and motivated by our own desires, our own passions. In other words, we want to be first. Everyone else should serve us. Our family should understand that we have got to have a life too. It's important for you to realize, though, you were created to be a servant, dads. Yeah, the king of your castle, but a servant king. Serving your subjects who are supposed to honor you. Throughout the scriptures, we see that over and over again. But let's talk about sin, because it's important for us to understand that because of Adam's sin, we were all tainted with this disposition of selfishness and one that leads us to disobey God and even want to flee from our families at times. The Bible says in Romans 5 and 12, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. It goes on to say in Romans 8 and 7, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. And folks, if you can't please God, you can't please your family either. But in Romans 6 and 22, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Accepting Jesus Christ is the only way to God, to heaven, and being the father that God intended for you to be. Your decision to live for Christ is critical for your family's sake. And I know perhaps you haven't thought of it in this light, but God wants to establish a relationship of blessing with your family for generations to come.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Listen to this verse in Deuteronomy 7 and 8. It says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to thousands of generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. So, Dad, you need to understand, your relationship with God is the doorway to your family's relationship with God, not just this immediate family, but even throughout the generations of your families. You were created to be a template for your children to copy, so that they could establish a relationship with God. So dads, repeat after me. I was created to be a template for my children to copy and establish a relationship with God. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you that template? By your life and by your behavior, does your child seek to know God more? You see, God placed within every child, supernaturally, a desire to be like their parents. If you ask most boys, they'll tell you, when I grow up, I want to be like my dad. God did not just create your children to look like you, parents. He created them to become like you. In Proverbs 22 and verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn away from it. Now, the scripture there is showing us here, when he is old means in the Hebrew, when he is an aged man or when he is mature. It speaks about a level of maturity that comes to children and young people. And that level of maturity begins to have that child actually repeat the behavior that they saw in the parents. Fathers, your behavior, good or bad, will be what your children become when they get older. That's why it's so important for you to understand you are not an island to yourself in that family. No, you are God's representative. You are God's first view of what he is to your children. If you're living in a way that contradicts that, this is the way children see God. You say, well, how is that possible? God placed within the hearts of children a desire to trust, to be secure, through the relationship that they have with their dads. And if your children see you and you're not a man of integrity, keeping your word, and you're not living the life that you should, that child may grow up saying, I'll never be like my dad. But you want to know what the truth is? The scripture I read to you just now was a principle. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. Folks, good or evil, that's the truth. I will never forget a young man and his wife that I counseled before they were married. And this young man, he said, my father beat my mother every day. I will never be like that man. And his wife-to-be was sitting right next to him. And I said, this could really be a problem in your life. I mean, have you been delivered from this? Have you sat down and talked? I have prayed. I will never, ever be that man. We continued to talk together, and I continued to encourage them. And I always have this policy. If we come to a point in our discussions about marriage and where we are, before we get married, that something needs to change, we're going to stop right there. We're not going to get married. We're going to put it off, and we're going to make sure those issues are dealt with. Well, I had that same policy, but they didn't follow through. We got to an impasse, and basically, they said, okay, Pastor, we won't do it. The next thing I know, they're calling me up. We got married. Celebrate. And I was, oh, boy. Oh, Lord, please, please, please. Please help them. Well, the bottom line is, folks, about 2 weeks later, when the honeymoon was over, the gentleman called me up and he said, Pastor, I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed. I said, what? What happened? He said, on our honeymoon, I beat my wife. And I've been hitting her every day. And I find it difficult to stop. She's left me now. The pastor, what we were discussing, my dad did, it did affect my life. Folks, listen, this is reality. Only God can heal us from the past. But dads, don't allow your children to need to be healed because of your behavior. Because you're not living a holy life, one committed to God, living the right way before your family and before your children. It's important that your children can trust you. They can look up to you. That they can have the confidence that you are a man of God. Someone they can emulate. Someone that they can follow. Remember, you have the responsibility to live your life before your children the way God wants them to grow up and to be. A father's responsibility is both teacher and guide to his family and to his children. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 5, it says, "And you will love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, and mind. And these words that I command you this day, you must repeat and teach them diligently to your children." God is talking to dads. Teach them when you talk to them. Teach them when you sit down in the house. Teach them when you walk by the way. Teach them when you lie down at night. Teach them when you rise up again. Dads, you are to be a teacher of God's word to your children. That means you have to know the word of God. That means you need to know what God says about every situation in life. It means you have to be a student of the Word of God, realizing that that is a life that you are influencing, not just for now, but for all eternity. In Proverbs 1 and 8, it says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father." God has set fathers in the place of giving instruction to their children and to their family. Now, instruction, in one definition, also means to chastise. It means to discipline. It means to correct or rebuke, to warn. It means to punish. So another duty as a father is to instruct and to discipline your children. Now, I'm not talking about abusing your children. I'm not talking about abusing them physically or verbally. In fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 4, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them." Now, we're not talking about them not having their way. The Bible says foolishness abides in the heart of a child. So when you get a child, they are foolish. Don't think they're fixed. You know, I laugh at parents who go to their children for everything and say, "Well, what do you want? What do you think?" They have just been here for about a minute in the world. They don't even know what they want and what they think. In fact, some of you don't even know at this point, at your age. So why ask a child? It's better to follow what the Word of God says. Here, the Scripture is saying, don't provoke your children to anger by the way that you treat them. Fathers, you are to treat them with kindness. You are to treat them with respect. The way you want to be treated is the way you should treat your children, because you're not just treating them and changing their hearts towards you, but you have to understand the way you treat your child is the way they're going to treat others. And that's so very, very important. It says, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from God.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is "You Have Not Many Fathers, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life. Regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in, I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners. And I'm asking you right now in the name of your son, Jesus, that you would move on their behalf.
Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need. Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you, even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today, in Jesus' name. I believe that God has great things in store for your life, so keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.